Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, I have this number and supposedly that I won KitchenAid, but they require a payment, but I don't know what's the payment.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
60641.
Can I have a first and last name on the account?
My account? I don't have an account.
Can I have a first and last name?
Rosa Miranda.
Could that be under any other name?
No.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not locating anything under that information. You will have to contact your bank about those charges.
Charges? Of what?
What were you needing assistance with?
To know what's the payment of the supposedly that I won a KitchenAid.
I'm not understanding you, my apologies.
I think this is a scam. So I have this number from a promotion. They say, you won a KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am. And did you
fill out the information?
Pardon me?
I mean, the amount, what I have to pay, because that's insane. If I fill out the form and then the end says you want to be charged for something that I supposed to want, but I don't know what's the charge, because that's insane.
You have to pay the shipping and handling? To receive that product?
And what's the shipping and handling?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We have multiple products, and the shipping and handling are different for those products.
Well, I have to just let it go, because I don't want to put my information then later on to be charging my credit card, something that I more than the price of the KitchenAid.
And yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. I don't think this is real.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay.